interrupt our regular rocking for something a little different. For the Amity High School Class of 2020, the next hour is yours. It is the 99.1 PLR Amity High School graduation. Go Spartans!
I would like to introduce President of the Junior Class, Isabella Fannenbecker, to lead us in our salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Isabella. Now, our national anthem will be presented by the Amity Chamber Singers under the direction of choral director Marcia Rosati.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Thank you, singers. Welcome family and friends, faculty and staff, members of the Region 5 Board of Education, dignitaries, community members, and most importantly, members of the Class of 2020. I am Anna Mann, proud principal of Amity Regional High School, and I am happy to be with you virtually to celebrate these graduates. This has been an exceptional class in so many ways. We have grown and developed together. Over the past 4 years, we have faced challenges and celebrated successes. We've worked to make things happen while remaining true to ourselves. We've gone to great lengths, we've gone the distance, while working to be the change we would like to see in the world, especially now. You have faced many unprecedented incidents in our nation's and world's history in your lifetime, including a global pandemic that has disrupted everything in our daily lives. However, you have demonstrated persistence and resilience through this and so many other challenges. A few weeks ago, you were given your senior gift, a laptop cover with the Spartan Shield printed on it, along with your class graduation year and the hashtag #AmitySeniorStrong. This hashtag has been created especially for you because you are a unique class. You have persevered. You have made an impact on our school community, and you will continue to make an impact on our greater community once you graduate. You have begun to make your mark through the work you have accomplished at Amity, including logging over 26,516 hours of community service as a class, evidenced by the golden tassels that will hang around many of your necks when you receive your diplomas. We have been here to support you from ninth grade through the conclusion of your senior year. We have seen your strength. We have witnessed your intelligence. You have already begun to make an impact. The wider Amity community is cheering you on from near and far. But don't just take my word for it. You can see it for yourselves.
Hi, everybody. Margot Farrell here, class of 2008. Go Amity Spartans. Since graduating, I've been able to go on, compete at the Olympic Games, become a news anchor here in Connecticut on Fox 61, but I've always been so proud of my background coming from Woodbridge and graduating from Amity High School. I know all you seniors, this is not how you wanted to graduate, but here we are. I am coming to you virtually from my home studio doing the news from home. So just think, anything is possible, and once this is over, you're going to go on to accomplish so many wonderful things, because once a Spartan, always a Spartan. Congratulations.
I just wanted to say congratulations on graduation week and everything that you've done. and best of luck to where you're going.
Hey, I'm Nick Novicki, and I graduated Amity High School 20 years ago. I want to congratulate you, the class of 2020. I know this is a strange time, but you have so many great things to look forward to in the future, and I hope you have a great time celebrating wherever you are.
Hey guys, Alex Dixon here with the Hartford Athletic. Just want to congratulate the 2020 Spartans on graduating high school this year. Wishing you all nothing but the best in the future. Take care.
To the 2020 graduating class of Amity Regional High School, I wanted to say congratulations, and I want you guys to all be very proud of yourselves. This is a big accomplishment, and when we say the word celebrate, some people think of parties, some people think of ceremonies. I think of being very proud of what you have accomplished, and each and every one of you guys accomplished something very special. So all of you should be proud of yourselves. Congratulations.
Hey, Amity Spartans. It is Lisa Lampanelli, the former queen of mean of comedy. And I would just like to say happy graduation. Congratulations. I know it wasn't exactly the graduation you had hoped and dreamed for, but listen, it's all getting better from here. God bless. You all have bright futures, except the few of you who don't. And I think you know who you are. God bless. Congrats.
Congratulations, class of 2020. Welcome to the Amity Alumni Club. One of the kindest things anyone's ever told me was sophomore year at Amity. Miss Kimball said that I have grit and pluck, and those two things will take anyone very far. What I can tell you, graduates, is that you are so gritty and so plucky beyond your wildest imagination. And I urge you during this time to stick up for each other, stand up for what's right, and speak up on issues that you care about. I believe in you. Congrats.
Good afternoon, Spartans. My name is Miles Jones with the Hartford Yard Goats. I would like to congratulate the entire 2020 class on their successful virtual graduation. This is one of many milestones in your life, and I wish you nothing but success as you embark on your next journey. In the next chapter, I would like you to continue to learn, grow, and challenge yourselves. Once again, congratulations and best wishes.
This is Jasmine Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, and I just want to say congratulations to the Amity Spartans class of 2020. This is just one of many major accomplishments to come. Be proud, enjoy it, but stay motivated for this next chapter of your life.
Because we will come out of this hopefully sooner rather than later, and then it's on to the rest of your lives, which I am very confident are going to be very successful. And so as you graduate, I just wish you all the luck in the world. And I say go Spartans.
What's going on, Amity High School seniors? Spartans, it is Javier Colon, season one winner of NBC's The Voice, wishing you the best. Congratulations on your graduation. I know it's not the graduation you were hoping for, but do not let the situation that we are in diminish all of the hard work and effort that you put in to get you here. Congratulations, and I look forward to seeing your impact on our world.
Hi, I'm Captain Kristen Grice, Amity Class 2007. I graduated from West Point in 2011 and became one of the first two female U.S. Army Ranger School graduates. In 2016, I became the first female infantry officer in the Army, and I just returned from my second tour in Afghanistan this last November. I just want to say congratulations on your graduation. It's really an awesome accomplishment, and I can tell you from personal experience that coming out of Amity, you are definitely prepared to face any challenges the world can throw at you. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there and do whatever it is that you want to do next, even if there's obstacles in your way. I wish you the best of luck and stay safe.
We are so proud of the work you have accomplished, the setbacks you have overcome, and the drive you show to keep moving forward with solidarity and pride. Good luck as you move on to the next chapter of your lives. Stay strong, stay true, stay you, because you are Amity. Congratulations, class of 2020.
This is the Amity High School graduation, only on 99.1 PLR.
It is now my pleasure to introduce the superintendent of Amity Regional School District Number 5, Dr. Jennifer Byers.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jen Byers, superintendent of Amity Regional School District 5, and I am honored and grateful to have this opportunity to address the members of the graduating class of 2020, as well as your family, friends, and guests who are joining us in this celebration. Like everything this spring, this was not the easiest speech to write. I wrestled with the idea of writing a more traditional graduation speech as if the last 13 weeks didn't matter, and focusing more on your comprehensive Amity experience and the exciting future that is before you. Of course, it would also have been easy to focus just on this past spring and the adaptability and independence, the flexibility and patience that you have all had to learn. And so, like quite a few writers, I went into my Google Drive and pulled up my folder of speeches to seek inspiration from past remarks. And I found a phrase in a recent speech that read, quote, "You no doubt will experience times when this world feels a little gray, a little ugly." And I thought to myself, wow, that's appropriate, but not at all hopeful or inspiring. And so I was left wrestling with an analogy that would capture both the consistent predictability of your normal school years with the complete 180-degree difference that marked the end of your senior year. And somewhere in this muddled mess, I thought about patina. Now, you are the brilliant graduates of Amity Regional High School, and so I am confident that most of you know what patina is. But for those of you who maybe missed that particular class, patina is a thin layer of tarnish produced by a chemical reaction that changes the surface of an object, usually something made out of metal or wood. Probably the most famous example of patina is the Statue of Liberty, an object made of copper and which should be a golden bronze color, but because of her patina, is the more recognizable pale bluish green. So where is the connection? Well, patina can be perceived as an unwelcome and unwanted discoloration and deterioration of what was once shiny and new. But in many cases, this degradation provides both beauty and benefits, so much so that craftsmen developed many techniques throughout centuries to add to or enhance the patina of finished products. Patina can protect metals from rusting, providing protection that would not exist without it. Patina can bring out the grain and texture of wood, adding a natural sheen that enhances its colors and patterns. And patina can create colors so distinct that an object, like a statue, may become as recognized by its patina as it is by its creator or subject or location. So throughout life, all of you will have these opportunities that generate a patina on yourself, those unwelcome moments that over time add beauty and strength to the person that you are. And while this spring may have been one of those moments, it was likely not the first, and it certainly won't be the last. And the way in which you can embrace these patina moments is to call on those core values that you have developed in your time at Amity. Use your compassion so that in times of difficulty, you reach out and provide love and care to others. Use your integrity so that when faced with a dilemma, you have a compass that will guide you to the right choice. Use your skill of collaboration so that when working, you are never working alone, but collectively sharing the burden and struggle. Call upon those people who inspire you to find strength and creativity and be an inspiration to others as you face challenges with an open heart and open mind. And employ your persistence to know that despite the adversity, you will succeed in time. And each of these core values will help you to develop your own patina, the patina that will give you strength, your own unique finish, and a natural luster that will make you shine. Thank you for being part of the Amity community. Congratulations on your graduation, and I wish you success in all of your pursuits.
Thank you, Dr. Byers. Now please welcome the chairperson of the Region 5 Board of Education, Mr. John Belfonte.
Congratulations, Amity High School, Class of 2020. My name is John Belfonte, and I am the chairman of the Amity Board of Education. On behalf of the 13 Amity Board of Ed members representing Bethany Orange and Woodbridge, I would like to congratulate you on your graduation from Amity High School. Mark Twain once said, "Out of public schools grows the greatness of a nation." All of us on the Amity Board of Ed believe in the power of a public school education, and all of you are fortunate to have received an Amity education. 30 years ago this week, I graduated Amity High School on the same field that you are now about to graduate on this special day. Some of you may have had the same teachers that our class had going through Amity. It's the teachers, coaches, and staff that make Amity great. Their commitment to our school and to all of you cannot be overstated. Although the times have changed and things look different this year, what you have just accomplished is just another step in a lifetime of learning. Whether you are going on to college, the military, or into the workforce, you will have many more subjects to master, relationships to build, and achievements to make. Amity High School will certainly be looked back upon by you as a springboard to a lifetime of learning. We commonly refer to the three A's at Amity: academics, athletics, and the arts. The Amity Board of Ed and Administration work very hard to ensure that these three pillars are as strong as they can be. Our academics are top-notch in the state year after year. With Mr. Goodwin at the helm, our athletic department continues to offer our students many opportunities in sports, and we continually have many successful individual athletes and team sports. And for our third pillar, the arts, Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy continue to astound the Amity community with so many wonderful performances, and our band, orchestra, and artists are second to none. To all the administration at Amity, especially our superintendent, Dr. Byers, and our principal, Mrs. Mann, the Amity Board of Education wants to thank you for your strong leadership and seeing us through these difficult few months. We know the road ahead of you will be a difficult one, and the board is here to support you. To all the graduates, you truly are one of a kind. The class of 2020 is unlike any other in history, given the difficult situation all of you went through over the last 3 months. You will always be remembered as the class at Amity that was thrown a mean curveball in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs, but didn't strike out. You will be the class that ended up learning from this experience and ended up hitting it out of the park and winning in the game of life. As the great American writer and poet Maya Angelou said, "We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated." You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. As you go forth out into the world, all of you now wear a special badge of honor called perseverance. Live each day to its fullest. Give 100% effort in everything you do. Celebrate your accomplishments and be kind to one another. In closing, Amity Class of 2020, go forth and make us proud. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Belfonte.
Congrats to the Class of 2020 from Amity High School, 99.1 PLR.
Now, for the first of our senior class speakers, welcome Senior Class President Jason Hutchinson.
Thank you, Ms. Mann. Good morning, Amity, and welcome to the 64th Annual Commencement Ceremony as we join in celebration and recognize the Class of 2020 for 4 years of hard work and dedication. My name is Jason Hutchinson, and I stand proudly before you as this year's class president, or the class president of this year's graduating class. Before I begin, I'd first like to apologize to my peers and the rest of the Amity community. I'm really starting to think I'm bad luck or something. For those of you that don't know, a normal graduation is somewhat of a foreign concept to me and many of my orange classmates, as a few frozen pipes in sixth grade left students and teachers alike scattered across the other two elementary schools, putting a bit of a wrench in our graduation plans. I guess you can say that year was a bit of a wash. Being that this year's ceremonies will look more like Daytona 500, seems like I'm 0-for-2. Let me tell you, if I had a nickel for every time I spaced out in class and thought to myself, "Just please let me graduate already," I would have a lot of nickels. So imagine my surprise as the day I have so anxiously awaited grew closer and closer. All I could think to myself is, how I wish it would stay away for just a little while longer. It is true what they say. You don't truly appreciate what you have until it's gone. And I am saddened it took a pandemic for me to realize this. I feel I speak on behalf of all of my peers when I say the impact Amity has had on us these last 4 years is unmatched. Whether it be how we've grown as individuals, the bonds we have formed, or the memories we will cherish for a lifetime. It is safe to say because of our time here, we are on the right path to becoming the best versions of ourselves. With that said, I know high school has not been all sunshine and rainbows, and to say so would be far from the truth. Because as great as the good times have been, it is the challenges that we have had to overcome that have shaped us into the resilient young adults that we are today. Every sleepless night you've spent doing homework. Each time you had to walk across the school to use the bathroom. Oh, how I wish, or how I miss the days where that was our biggest concern. Every time you opened Twitter on a snowy morning and you still had to go to school. And every time that alarm rang at 6 in the morning and you asked yourself, why am I doing this? This is the why, Amity. For this day, the culmination of our high school careers, a day we have dreamt of since first starting school. While it goes without saying that this isn't the graduation we've expected, or let alone deserve, for all the hard work we have put in, but let me tell you, it is one we will never forget. As I'm sure many of you are sitting there now, thinking to yourselves of all we've lost this year, I encourage you to look within and ask yourself, what are you actually missing? Is it the blisters on your feet from a night of dancing at prom and many, many trips to the buffet table? Is it that you're receiving your diplomas as if it were a meal from a drive-thru? Or heck, maybe it's that you never got a chance to see me make a fool of myself on the stage in classic Mr. Spartan fashion. I don't know. But what I do know is I am sure many of you are upset because the memories you were expecting to make and the experiences you were expecting to have may not have come true. While it is okay to grieve for what you have lost, I'm here to ask you to let go of your expectations, because it is those very expectations that have left us stressing about what could have happened rather than enjoying what is happening. Look at us. We are graduating. The next chapter of our lives is just over the horizon. Circumstances out of our control have already taken so much from us. Do not let them take this away too. Be proud of yourselves for how far you've come and live in the moment. Let this be a lesson going forward. As in life, the only thing you can expect is the unexpected. It is on us to roll with the punches and make the best of the circumstances one way or another, as you have so far. Because it is then you will find new memories in the most unlikely places. I mean, come on. What other class can say they have weathered natural disaster, murder hornets, and a global pandemic? As life goes on, I have come to learn the value of time. Time is the one thing in life we do not have the power to change. No matter how hard you try, the hands of the clock will continue to tick forward, and it is on us to decide what we do with it. That being said, seniors, for the last 88 days, yes, 88 days, you have answered the call to not only your country, but your community, as you have sacrificed the better part of your high school career for the greater good, keeping those we love safe, at the expense of prom, parties, and a slew of other senior activities we have dreamt of since first entering Amity what feels like ages ago. It is because of these sacrifices that the chances of restoring a sense of normalcy do not seem far off. But I ask you, what is the normal we so desperately want to restore? Is it a world with injustice and inequality? Is it a world where hate comes before hello? With that, I say, class of 2020, why go back? With the world in shambles and people grasping for an answer, let us be that answer. While it may not seem like it now, each day is an opportunity to overcome the odds and persevere, as each of you have to this point. With that, I say, be the change in this world. Go the distance on your way to creating a better tomorrow, and make a difference however you're able. But more importantly, be true to yourself, because it is your individuality that makes you strong. It should go without saying that 2020, like high school, has been one heck of a ride, and I am privileged to have spent the better half of my life beside each and every one of you, whether it be as friends, classmates, or simply a passerby in the hallway. It is you that have made these last 4 years the best part of my life, and I hope I have done my part to ensuring yours was just as great. Amity Class of 2020, it has been an honor to serve you as president this past year, and I consider myself lucky to live in the future you create for us. This is Jason Hutchinson, signing off. Congratulations, graduates.
Thank you, Jason. Selected to address the senior class for outstanding extracurricular achievement, please welcome Marty Nadula.
I'm going to start the speech off with a little something that we all know and will be the final class at Amity to universally know. You think you know me, but you don't. If this seems like an obscure reference, believe me, to us 14-year-old selves, this was the definition of comedy. When we were in eighth grade, the Orange and Bethany Middle School eighth grade classes came together at the high school for a tour, and as well as a production of Amity's The Wrestling Season by Lori Brooks, a play about the trials and tribulations of high school and social construct of teenagers. That message came across the perhaps unsightly costume malfunctions and campy writing of the show's chorus, we'll never know. Obviously, it was enough to bring in the largest class of Amity Creative Theater, so maybe the play ended up being a success. But one thing that stuck out to all of us was the simple theme of, you think you know me, but you don't. A phrase that was set upon the change of each scene and managed to become an inside joke that we all share. I remember seeing people saying it in the hallways of the middle school and throughout high school, but slowly it has become a relic of this shared experience. But recently, since I've been thinking about the past 3.5 years, as well as the past, well, I don't really know. I haven't known what day of the week it's been for months. I really don't think that there's something more pertinent than that little saying right now as a senior class. They think they know us, but they don't. We are sitting in our homes right now, watching these pre-recorded speeches, thinking about what we're missing as a class, waiting for our futures of post-high school to come in, but scared to see when. We're watching our dreams of Disney Channel proms and High School Musical dreams of graduation, only to see that the fantasies that we've always had dance past us as we sit from our windows and watch the world pass by. No one can tell us what to feel because we don't know how to feel either. We feel anger, frustration, grief, loss, such a desire to throw our hats back into the rings, but scared to see what will happen if we do. People tell us that our names and our stories will make history books. But what we want now is a life that feels genuine and real, not a footnote in the Unit 10 of the American pageant for future APUSH students to read. Parents and our advisors tell us about how senior year is about the spirit of the class, not the tangible events. I, for one, know that I've had enough of people telling me that this too shall pass and that we need to look forward. But I want to get up and go and make my mark in this world now rather than scheme for the future. They think they know us, but they don't. We sit at home, watching our Zoom meetings and our friends' faces on screens, wondering when we can hug them again. Whether we can walk down the main hallway of a crowded Amity as we talk about our stats homework or discuss the trials and tribulations of getting into the media center. This is not what a school should be. They think they know us, but they don't. But there's something else that we know as a senior class. We know what it's like to miss our friends, but we know how to put our best foot forward. We know what it's like to miss our senior prom, but we know what it's like to host one on Zoom. We've had to come together as a class and work as a unit to finish the year. In a twisted way, we're all in this together, so maybe High School Musical wasn't entirely off. We are strong. We know what it's like to comfort a friend when they're crying over missing school. We know how it feels to see our friends and neighbors go through tragedy of sickness, death, loneliness, and desertion, but not be able to hold them and tell them that they are okay. We know how to put on a mask when we're coming back to the place that's supposed to be our homes to pick up our caps and gowns. And we know how to say yes to our future in college, work, or anything else without having a clue of what that will mean or when it will happen. But a world that we want to be happy in. So yes, they do think they know us. They think we want treats and little band-aids to heal our wounds. What we want now is understanding. They think we need virtual replicas of long-gone senior activities. What we want is our lives to go back to normal and to have people to hug again. So to the class of 2020, I want to say that they think they know me, but they don't. And they never will. Because we are the class that will make history. Not only a history shrouded in sadness and contamination, but a history that we get to shape with our knowledge of what it means to love and lose, all the while feeling powerless and scared. We know how to spread love and not disease, give smiles and not self-pity, and lastly, we know how to make ourselves proud by facing the unthinkable and standing in the odds of a world from the so-called safety of our homes. To the class of 2020, thank you for what you do. even if you don't know that you are doing it. Thank you for navigating this world one Zoom call at a time. Amity has taught me anything. It has taught me that tomorrow is always a day away, and it can never be touched. But it's today that we can shape. To my friends that I haven't seen in months, to teachers that I will never be able to talk in class again to, and to the school that has taught me what it means to find my way, I want to ask you to please take today back. Don't plan on a future of pity and what you have lost. Make it today that makes the time you have so special, so when we look back in 5, 10, 20 years, we aren't focused on the history that was created for us, but rather what we created for history. So one more time, hopefully not for the last, I want to stand before you as yet another theater kid, as I say, you think you know me, but you don't. Stay safe, stay strong, stay home, and stay Amity. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
This is your graduation party, Amity High School, 99.1 PLR.
Selected to address the senior class for outstanding academic achievement, please welcome Sophia Wang.
Good morning, Amity Class of 2020, and congratulations. Graduation today looks much different than any of us could have expected. Our senior year has been undoubtedly changed. Yet, as we graduate virtually today amidst these uncertain times, we commemorate the moments which have helped define us as people and the relationships forged that have helped shape our principles, a memory I hope we can look back on with pride. We have made it through these last 4 years relatively unscathed, yet changed forever. The people we were as freshmen are not who we are today, and as we begin this next chapter, such change and growth will inevitably continue. These last 4 years, we have survived sea lunch waves, college admissions, and most recently, Zoom classes. We have also survived a tornado, a few hurricanes, and today, we are braving the storm of a global pandemic. Thank you to my fellow classmates who have sacrificed cherished senior memories these last few months would have brought on behalf of the safety and health of an entire community. Our time at Amity has belabored the ideals of fairness, passion, and respect, but these last few months, we as a class have introduced a new virtue, sacrifice. A challenge of unprecedented height was presented before us, and we were asked to make a selfless decision by staying home. Thank you. After this pandemic, I have no doubt that we will be more ready than ever to confront global challenges, starting here in our community. Today, change has never seemed so constant. Once we graduate virtually this afternoon, we collectively step into the unknown. And we are navigating this unknown in a time where the status quo stands 6 feet apart from our conventions. Whether that means entering the foreign environment of a college campus, enlisting in the armed forces, or joining the workforce, the future will no doubt demand growth beyond that taught at Amity. But I am confident that despite the constancy of change, we will be well equipped with the unwavering spirit and outlook that Amity has ingrained into each of us. Looking back at my time at Amity, one memory strikes me with a dose of inspiration from time to time and stands out to me as an embodiment of the classic Amity attitude I hope we can all embrace as we face the ever-changing future head-on. Sitting in AP Chemistry during junior year, I impatiently waited while Coach Jacobs returned our Thermodynamics 2 problem sets to the class. As I looked through my graded sheet, the silly mistakes and misconcepts were marked boldly in red. Of the 6 questions, 3 were wrong. Out of sheer frustration, I muttered, as many students do, "I'm so stupid." I was certainly not expecting a response until I heard from the other side of the classroom, "You're not stupid, just careless." As many of you may know, Coach Jacobs has a way with words. At first, I was taken aback. Careless seemed like a cheap substitute and euphemism for stupid, much like College Board and nonprofit scam. But the substitution went far beyond semantics alone. Stupid is inherently a limiting term. It signifies a lack of intelligence which is seemingly fixed, and to be fixed or stuck at 17 is a terrifying thought which Coach recognized. Careless instead characterizes failure as it is, a pesky trait which can be adjusted with time and effort. When I realized the simple alternatives, both in language and in mindset, I began to adapt my self-perception. Not only did stupid turn into careless, but stressful to unprepared, unlucky to inconsistent, impulsive to impatient, and so much more. My shift in outlook is not to be mistaken with sugarcoating failure. but rather my attitude transitioned into a profound period of development as both a student and a person. Ultimately, once we stop defining ourselves with definitive, immovable characteristics, that is when growth truly begins. Whether you are a student who failed a critical exam, an athlete who missed a goal at a pivotal moment, or a theater performer who forgot a line in a key scene, we have all experienced the same emotions of defeat and frustration. But we are so much more than our worst moments. If we choose to determine our self-worth based on perceptions of failure, it becomes that much easier to rewrite our potential. We are defined by our growth, growth which extends far beyond academia and into the way we live. As we undergo this difficult but necessary development, the fear of change reemerges when the passions and values we once labeled permanent begin to deviate from our expectations. While some things change, whether that be family or fundamental virtues, remain constant, most are variable to change. Change rarely offers a comforting hand, making the process daunting by nature. But ultimately, it's okay if you're not where you thought you'd be, and more importantly, it's okay if you're not who you thought you'd be. When we first walked through the front doors freshman year, we had no clue of what the futures would hold. Perhaps we had different friends, interests, and perceptions of the people we would be. But after taking exhaustive classes, enduring mile runs, and living through countless bathroom vandalism scandals, we became and grew into different people. When we were younger, we naturally made assumptions about the careers we'd hold, the interpersonal relationships we'd make, and the lives we'd live. These expectations can be both encouraging and suffocating. But in truth, there is no point at which we are fixed and our futures predetermined. Change is an uncomfortable process, but luckily we have had wonderful role models along the way who have taught us how. Mr. Lazaro was once a mailman turned Sikorsky engineer, and now our beloved physics teacher. Mr. Clifford was once an accomplished lawyer and today serves as our very own Hawaiian shirt-loving history teacher. Our principal, Ms. Mayen, was once an Olympic hammer thrower turned English teacher and now our much-admired school principal. Amity is a community which has maintained its core values while also evolving and adapting as a school. We are a class of dreamers, and dreams are variable to change over time. But our openness to change, that is what's timeless. Today, more than ever, the world feels like a pendulum in freefall, constantly uncertain of the future. I can't predict what these next years will bring into each of our lives, but as long as we refuse to confine our futures by failure and embrace change as it is, I know this graduating class will grow tremendously into the hope the world needs. Let me amend that. The hope the world desperately needs. Today, the government structures we were raised to believe in and the justice systems which we were meant to trust have been shattered. Our country is at a breaking point. We have been disillusioned from the rudimentary goodness expected from a society. For many, the right to go for a run, the right to breathe, and the right to live is not a given. When members of our collective community are murdered at the hands of governmental infrastructures intended to uphold fundamental morality, change becomes a necessity for the survival of a country. The world we live in today is an almost unrecognizable portrayal of the world we envisioned growing up. Amidst such dark times, I ask that you take this justifiable outrage and transform it into societal change and advancement for the sake of tomorrow. Our youth and unwavering dedication to human progress are our advantages in confronting the current state of our country. If there is anything that our time at Amity has taught us, it is the courage to adapt to and create change, to reach higher, especially when those accountable have gone silent. It is what has enabled us to progress as a class. Both this class and this generation are truly unique in its fearless pursuit of change and human progress. With you driving the future, I know the world will become one we can stand by with pride. Before I conclude, I'd like to graciously thank the family, friends, and teachers who have defined my Amity experience. To my family, thank you for your endless support and faith in me. The strength and integrity you embody every day inspire me to do the same. To my teachers and mentors, thank you for teaching me how to fearlessly pursue my intellectual curiosity and find the courage in my own ideas. On behalf of this graduating class, thank you to all of our parents, siblings, friends, and loved ones who have stood beside us during these last 4 years. Thank you to the teachers who have patiently taught us, the administrators who model AMD's values, and the faculty and staff who make sure we have a home within a school. Our achievement today simply would not be possible without your support. Thank you and congratulations, Amity Class of 2020.
Thank you, Sophia. Now, here to present the Amity Education Award of Distinction, please welcome Director of Counseling Services, Mrs. Jill LaPlante.
The Amity Education Award of Distinction is given by the Amity Education Fund in recognition of qualities of character and leadership as evidenced by outstanding achievement in academic studies and school activities. This prestigious award is presented to Danielle Lee. During her years at Amity Regional High School, Danielle has been an exceptional student and member of our community. She's intrinsically motivated, independent, resilient, and respected by our faculty and students. She has challenged herself with a diverse and rigorous course schedule throughout her high school career and earned straight A's. Danielle's passion and dedication to a number of extracurricular activities is impressive. She often finds ways to help others, whether it's volunteering in our local community or teaching elementary students through the Science Mentorship Program. She is the president of two honor societies, a link crew leader, captain of both the math team and academic decathlon team, and founder and captain of the Statistics of Card Games Club. Danielle has demonstrated our school's core values and beliefs. Danielle, we are so proud of you and all you have accomplished. We wish you the best of luck in the fall at Yale University.
Congratulations, Danielle. Dr. Byers and members of the Region 5 Board of Education, it is my privilege and pleasure to present the class of 2020. These students have satisfied all of the requirements set forth by the Region 5 Board of Education and are entitled to all the rights and privileges that come with an Amity Regional High School diploma. Congratulations, Amity Regional High School Class of 2020.
Congrats, Spartans of Amity High School from 99.1 PLR.
Congrats, Amity Regional High School. I'm Chaz from Chaz and AJ in the Morning on 99.1 PLR. Here is the Class of 2020. Tarana Abelfath, Anastasia Marie Abriola, Alexander Abloje, Matthew David Averson, Mamie Abasika Agre, Alicia Ahmad, Gabrielle M. Ehlers, Aya Almashi, John David Alvarado, Ryan John Anastasio, Evan Michael Erevas, Jeremy Bachman, Michael Bayich, America Balfour, Alexandria Ray Barnes, Christopher Matthew Beretta, Katie Lynn Beretta, Madison Gabriella Beretta, Julian Lewis Barrasso, Zara Lillian Barsky Bernstein, Connor Bath, Timothy Richard Belcourt, Vera Marie Belfonte, Quentin Belton Tillman, Nicholas G. Bovino, Mackenzie Black, Meadow White Blakesley, Cooper Blanchett, Coda Blue, Ali Bobby, Grace A. Bowen, Mallory May Boyano, Skylar Charles Boyle, Max Joseph Boyton, Talia Braverman, Grace Beverly Bredeher, Amanda Ashley Breving, Robert Harrison Brinton, Hannah Elizabeth Brochinski, Mitchell Bronson, Emily Elizabeth Brown, Jocelyn Faith Binack, Haley Mae Cable, Sarah Marlin Cable, Lauren Marie Campos, Caitlin Christine Carlson, Anna G. Carney, Megan Riva Carpenter, Justin Michael Casadento, Christopher L. Cavallero, Daniel Patrick Cavanaugh, Alexia Cha, Ariba Chaudhry, Anna Sylvia Chinchilla Villa Corta, Dylan James Chismadia, Erica Christensen, Rachel Marie Christie, Jenna Ciola, Cora Kogil, Elizabeth M. Cohen, Nicole Helena Cohen, Gianna Rose Cooper, Mauricio Cortez, Ruth E. Courtwright, Marlon Sabria Kosar, Ciara Taylor Cox, Tess Elizabeth Chaka, Garrett Heath Cunningham, Vince Cypress, Georgia Eleni Delacus, Stephen Anthony Delave, Feha Dar, Ishmael Alfonso Davila.
Hi, I'm Mike Lapatino. I'm on 99.1 PLR from 1 to 7 each day. Congratulations to the Amity Regional High School Class of 2020. Michael John Desacer, Dana Michelle Della Justina, Jerome Stein Del Moro, Mateo Del Santo, McKenna Rose DeMoro, Max Dang, Rhea Preddy Day, Joseph R. Digello, John Watson Dill, Avery E. Dillon, Anthony John DeStefano, Evan Michael D'Onofrio, Casey James Donovan, Christina Pilar Destilio, Alexander Francis Drezik, Patrick J. Dudra, Isaiah David Duncan, Angela Marie Duro, Marissa Joanne Dwyer, Rachel Sydney Eagle, Haley Laura Ebert, Samuel Max Epstein, Braden Andy Ernesto Esposito, Gregory Paul Everett, Maria L. Farris, Aiden Stephen Farrell, Victor S. Frederico, Tyler Joseph Ferrullo, Karsten Joseph Freelash, Jack Anthony Figley, Simon Robert Flatterty, Abigail E. Fletcher, Matthew John Floyd, Sarah Margaret Foley, Jake Rudy Fricchetti, Joshua David Ford, Sydney Louise Forlando, James William Fordy, Jared David Gabrielle, Ari Joel Gadd, Andrew Rolando Gagliardi, Ian Gaw, Ashley Geelan, Jamie Louise Genovese Jr., Peter Joseph Gianquinto, Adam J. Ginsburg, Andrew McGarry Nadula, Martin McGarry Nadula, Adrian Gonzalez, Ariel Gordon, Emma Ann Grombowski, Bailey Joseph Green, Eve B. Green, Olivia Gross, Alexandra Gu, Anthony Luigi Guerra, Grayson Beck Guerra, Benjamin Jan Gerovich, Connor Arthur Gustafson, Kaylee Jin Gustafson, Matthew Hayday, Sophia Hilepis, Sayon Han, Hamza Hanif, John Austin Healy, Aiden Joseph Hefferin, Lena Hildridge, Rachel Elissa Holden, Evan Hollander, Patricia Renee Jane Holt, Ulan Sky Honeychurch, Bridget Posey, Claire Elizabeth Posey, Rika Howard.
Congratulations, Amity Regional High School. I'm AJ from Chaz and AJ in the Morning. Here is the class of 2020. Mayel Roxana Hubbard, Jason Bradley Hutchinson, Carolina Alexis If, Ryan Ignatowski, Claire Alexine Jackson, Raheem Jackson, Yevgraf Dmitrovich Yakimovich, Brandon Cooper Jens, Madison Lindsay Jens, Eric Hujang, Rike Jang, Alexander Michael Johnson, Ethan Jack Kempfer, Jason Song Kang, Joseph Jazer Kaoud, Sam Abe Kaoud, Kira Simone Kelly, Aiden Levon Ketchian,
Liam Elliott Blue Keelock, Matthew Aiden Keyes, Shahood Ahmed Khan, Mina Kim, Evan Robert Kinseth, Nicholas John Kiwanis, Jordan Michelle Klein, Emily Autumn Klein, Caitlin Rose Klein, Arbessa Colecci, Genti Colecci, Emma Elizabeth Kravitz, Akshay S. Kilkarni, Annabelle Raya Kuznets, Tassos Andres Kirikides, Julia Ann Lagautis, Brian Christopher Laskowski, Hunter Lobstein, Brianna Ashley Lavallee, Michael Liebreck, Danielle Urim Lee, Jacob Lee, Sean Jun Lee, Sumun Lee, Daniel Jai Jun Lee, Jody Ting Lu, Cecilia Lizer Livingston, Aiden Luke Laudinsky, Nicholas Thomas Lopez Villa, Kaylin Marie Lopresti, Samantha Z. Luros, Raymond Zhang Liu, Tracy Liu, Vladimir Lukief, Ning Liu, Haley Marie Lyle, Macy Love Lyons, Lena Bibiana McDonald, Alyssa Marie McRae, Sarah M. Madsen, Kyle Magri, Trevor J. Mahabir, Ellie Maniitis, Amber Rose Mansourian, Daniel Mao, Joseph Marquito, Lorella Catherine Marin, Anna Maria Elena Marinescu, Nicholas Robert Marinko, Lauren Olivia Marino, Andrew Dominic Martija, Jillian Martin, Alexia Maria Martins, Ivona Carrera Matajek, Emma McCarson, Gabrielle Hope McGovern.
Congratulations, Amity Regional High School. I'm Phil. I'm on 99.1 PLR from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. Here is the class of 2020. Brenna McNamara, Sean Aiden Meehan, Sharia Mehta, Amaya Shika Menta, Kayla Lynn Minier, Kiana K. Miller, Sarah Jordan Milner, Jessica Victoria Miner, Nicole Julia Mongillo, Matthew Paul Morbidelli, Elizabeth Heather Morgan, Kayla Jacqueline Morgan, Michaela Grace Moriarty, Gabriel Jordan Morin, James Myers, Alicia H. Myung, Samuel Alexander Naji, Giargi Nandi, Abian Nawaz, Sig Neelam, Audrey Emmeline Nelson, Ephemia Maria Nikolakis, Jillian Rose Nugent, Ryan Joseph Nuzzo, Ryan Todd Oakley, Michaela Anna Oko, Daniela Olofsson, Yannick Olofsson, Krista Orfis, Conlon Dempsey O'Rourke, Ryan Ozolins, Gabriel Ulysses Paglia, Zachary Stephen Pava, Alex Matthew Palermo, Armando Palma, Henry Pan, Peyton Cacase Papa, Cassandre Martine Parkinson, Owen William Parr, Sam Michael Pescucci, Romy H. Patel, Akanksha Paul, Nicoletta F. Pellegrino, Alexander Lewis Perry, Maya Alicia Pioric, Alexandra Plaza, Alexander Pakowitz, Anthony Pontillo, Skylar Elizabeth Palimas, Andrew Thomas Price, Natalie Prinz, Brianna Lynn Proser, Haley Elizabeth Pryor, Isabella Amore Puccillo, Jake Peter Pusillo, Siavash Racy, Alan Joseph Reams, William Regan, Sydney Ilana Reiner, Blythe Isabel Reese, Dominic Vincent Rendero, Nicholas Ricciardi, Logan Nicholas Rios, Nicholas John Robinson, Kevin Michael Rochelot, Paul Michael Romanofsky, William Allen Rotko, Tyler Thomas Roy, Samuel Joseph Sachs, Saunder Lauren Saffron, Jordan Matthew Salim, Matea Antonia Salati, Tanner Young Santos.
Congrats, Amity Regional High School. I'm Ashley. I'm on 99.1 PLR each night from 7 p.m. to midnight. Here is the class of 2020. Amanda Grace Scanlon. Lily Grace Scanlon. Jeremiah J. Schmidtke. Evan Thomas Schumann. Jeremiah Adam Sherman. Sebastian Evan Scrimenti. Ethan Gray Selman. Nico Robert Seminella. Andrew Serrano. Mason H. Shepherd. Sydney Ann Sherrick. Carly Diana Silver. Michael Adam Singer. Garrett Wheeler Singleton. Michael Charles Skerritt. Abigail Elizabeth Slansky. Jake Turner Selinsky. Abigail K. Smariglio. Madison Brianne Smith. Sophia Marie Soldra. Olivia Grace Sopp. Mitchell Samoes Sousa. Jesse Jerome Spinola. Shay Kristen Sparosta. Allison Emma Steiglider. Adana Brenda Stevens. Jacob William Edward Sudoff. David Ross Sugarman. Ahmad Mofid Suleiman. Megan Elise Sullivan. Nadan Suresh Kumar. Hallie Lauren Syrop. Sam Alexander Syrop. Jack Douglas Tag Major. Jason George Tallnose. Zainab Tyreek. Catherine Thomas. Awi K. Tisher. Miriam Keshilashvili. Liv Ahava Trelevic. Eric Benjamin Tudino. Leah Catherine Turner. Jenna Lynn Van Heis. Jamie Elizabeth Vetro. Inthanon Vile. Megan Ashley Volk. Jake Wagnowski. Evan Michael Walker. Jenna Walsh. Lauren Grace Walsh. Saida Wong. Sienna Wang. Sophia Wang. Joyce Wang. Kaylin Fiona Watson. Nicholas Rafal Vavjinya. Rachel Ellen Weidenfeller. Henry Nolan Westgard. Jenna K. Wild. Solangeline Williams. Abigail Wisneski. Ashley Claire Wright. Elliot Windorf. Kenneth Xavier. Zikui Yang. Valeria Ileona Yankwi. Victor Yu. Tyler Ann Young. Zachary Young. Basim Muhammad Zafar. Christopher Daniel Zeke, Joyce Zhang, Irene Zhang, Vincent Zhang.
You did it. To all the students of Amity High School, congrats. To the parents and administrators, thank you for making this happen. Now, to the graduation party.